Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we are in cheesesteak withdrawal, being here in Wisconsin,
We're still looking for them. Haven't found them yet, but we did get donuts this morning.
However, we did have a talk with some of the interns about the use of Cheese Whiz. I think that's kind of an urban legend.
Well, yeah, it could be, but they're
anyway,
educated now.
That's right. Anyway, we're joined by Mr. Tim Archer of the Superior Aviation Group. That's a nice name.
Thank you. Thank you. That means we're very superior, and it's very difficult for other people to use that name.
Exactly. And why would anybody buy anybody from a lesser aviation group?
Absolutely. Yeah,
nobody wants inferior aviation parts.
They're cheap. Yeah. And you guys are doing something very interesting. You're building an aviation town in China.
That's correct.
Okay, this just seems like somebody had a bad dream after a bad cheesesteak, probably, and came up with this idea.
When you look at the workload that's assigned to it, it was a bad dream, yes. But
okay, well, tell us exactly what the goal here is.
Well, what we've done is we've been in China for about 5 years. We're owned by a Chinese company, a husband and his wife, and we are looking at ways that we can actually help U.S. and European manufacturers come into China and take part of the new growth. And we thought one of the best things is to make a manufacturing town where they can come in and bring their products.
Okay, what exactly is a manufacturing town? Are we talking about one or two buildings here?
No, we're on 5 square kilometers. We're going to have an executive airport with a 7,800-foot runway. We'll have manufacturing facilities that the individual companies can own or lease, and they'll be able to do their manufacturing there. Then we'll have a duty-free zone where the product will be brought in and ported at that location and then put in a tax-free zone until it's shipped and sold out the door. We'll have housing for their expatriates, and we'll also have an exhibition and display center there.
Okay, now the first question that comes to mind is a lot of people are going to say, are you attempting to take American jobs overseas, or are you trying to open up a new market? I mean, what are you doing here?
The answer is no on taking American jobs overseas. In fact, we encourage all companies to keep their jobs or keep their companies where they're located, either in the U.S., Europe, wherever it may be, and let that be the flagship company and let it sell to the rest of the world. But if they're going to build in China or if they're going to sell in China and be part of the growth, there needs to be some type of operation in China for the Chinese culture to accept it. They do accept legacy and brand names around the world, but they also like to have Chinese hands touch it as it comes through.
Okay, so you want to, to sell in China, you need to be in China.
Absolutely.
Okay. What exactly, I lost my train of thought on that one.
Derailed it again.
Yeah. That cheesesteak was stuck in there somewhere. Go ahead.
You're talking about manufacturing facilities. I'm assuming you're talking state-of-the-art with the latest gear and everything. And with that equipment, you're going to need locals to run it. Are you going to have any kind of training facilities for them?
Yes, we've contracted with one of the local universities there, and they are starting this following quarter, this next quarter coming up. They're going to start aircraft manufacturing courses. They're going to start courses on general aviation and business management and general aviation, as well as airport management and pilot training.
So there's going to be a whole curriculum depending upon where you would like to go with this then.
Absolutely.
Sounds interesting.
So you guys are also going to be like the contact for a company that's looking to move into China. You're going to provide a way to get into China without them having to figure out who to talk to, what regulations need to be done, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You're doing all the legwork for them.
Absolutely. One of the fears that most companies have is, how do I do business in China? And since we've been there, we've maneuvered through the system over these past 5 years. We wanted to help and give our expertise to these companies. We're setting up, for example, an airworthiness company that is ours that will help people translate their manuals, their quality manuals, into Mandarin. We'll help fill out the applications through the CAAC. We've already met with the CAAC, and they've agreed to put a office at our facility so that they can help fast-track any validations of type certificates.
Do they have as an extensive a regulatory agency for aviation as we do here?
They have one. It's in a learning curve. And the good part of the CAAC is they want to learn. And they're very cooperative, very easy to work with if you can come in and help teach them. And they know that. They understand it, which is a good part.
a quick overall, what is the state of general aviation in China? I mean, that's something we don't think about much here.
Right. Well, you know, we in the U.S. and in general aviation around the world have kind of for the past 5-6 years said China's going to be our salvation because of the market going down and things like that. And it hasn't happened. And one of the reasons it hasn't happened is, you know, we Americans, if we put a dollar in a Coke machine, we want the Coke to drop. In China, it's much slower than that. And the process is a very slow process. We look for general aviation to start picking up as the airspace increases. The government has promised to do that, and they're in the process of doing it gradually. But I think we're about 3, maybe 5 years away from seeing general aviation really open up.
This town that you're building, the question I have is, are you going to be designing and building not just aircraft parts, but what about whole aircraft? Are you guys thinking about an aviation facility where you're actually building aircraft not just for the Chinese, but say for the rest of the world?
The intent is to take anything from a repair service all the way up to full aircraft manufacturing and to be able to go into the facility. The only real requirement is it has to be for aviation in some part. And we're not looking for actually manufacturing to sell outside of the world, but we know that there will be companies such as there are already will go in and have wings made in China and have them shipped out, or very rarely do we see full aircraft come out of China and go to other locations. But the intent is to build it in China for China. And all, but it also could be an avenue for people that are looking to lower their cost in manufacturing.
Would they be talking brand new sheet of paper aircraft, or would they want to build designs that are already in existence and production?
Each company could be different. It's my belief, Seth, that most companies would not do brand new designs in China. What they would do is come in and build an existing aircraft that they already have. Or they may come in, for example, if it's a engine company, they would come in and build the engine there.
You had also talked about establishing an aero club there. Now, is that for the average Chinese guy that wants to go fly?
Yes. As it goes through, we're going to have it in two portions. There is the super rich of China who typically will buy things and not necessarily use them. We'll have a VIP section for those, but basically for the hardworking Chinese that wants to go fly, wants to learn to fly, we'll have a aero club there. We're talking with EAA about having an EAA chapter. We want to put forums on, and we want to actually start a Young Eagles program there to teach the youth.
Wow.
What about the airspace over in China right now? How complicated is it to just pile into an airplane?
It's simple. You can't fly.
Yeah, that makes it simple.
One class.
Right. They are gradually releasing airspace and doing it in trial bases around China. And then it will, as I said earlier, I don't think it'll open up completely for at least 3 years, maybe five.
So they're pretty studious people. They think hard. Are they studying airspace systems in other countries to kind of figure out how they're going to model theirs?
Yeah, the CAAC is actually working with both the EASA and the FAA and looking at how our airspace works and how it does in Europe.
Wait a minute. They're talking to the FAA. They're doomed.
Okay.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. That's a different interview. Anyway. How far, you've been there for 5 years.
Right.
How many companies have taken you up on your offer so far?
Well, the project that we're starting here is brand new. It's only started, we just signed the deal with the Shuni government and things like that a couple of weeks ago. So it's brand new. But to answer your question, we already have one company in Europe that's answered.
Very good. Very good. It sounds like an up-and-coming thing, and we'll be visiting, you know, EAA Radio China.
Hey, why not?
There you go.
I don't have that accent, no matter what I do.
Do they have donuts in China?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Hey, speaking of that, you just said that the deal was signed, so you haven't necessarily broken ground yet.
That is correct. We are in negotiation with two companies, one in Hong Kong and one in China, that will build the airport.
How long do you think it's going to take before you have this whole thing up and running?
2.5 years is the projected time frame for the airport.
Wow. That's not bad.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And who knows? Maybe we'll be doing EAA Radio China.
I'm in.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.